Welcome to Water Online Radio, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. And broadcasting direct from AWWA ACE 2012. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
We're coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. This is day two of AWWA ACE 2012 and Water Online Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my colleague, Todd Youngblood. Todd, trouble is back.
I know. It was trouble. What was that? Last October?
And you saw you in Los Angeles last, so God help us. This should be a lot of fun, though. I want to welcome back to the show Patrick Cook, who is the Director of Marketing for Trihedral. Welcome back, Pat.
Thank you, Todd. And Todd.
It's great to see you again,
Pat. Or Todd and Todd, depending on the circumstances.
Or Todd and Todd, depending on the situation, but we won't go there. Pat, before we get into it, take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I was educated in Nova Scotia, went and lived in the States for a number of years, and went back home about 25 years and have worked with Trihedral for 20. So we're on the leading edge of software technology, and hopefully I'm an important part of it, not only in a local marketplace, but worldwide.
Tell us more about Trihedral. What are some of the products and services you're bringing to market?
We essentially have two hats. We're somewhat schizophrenic. Half of our crew are involved in software development, and the other half are involved in engineering, primarily associated with telemetry or automation. So we have an interesting development process where things are come up on the development side and engineering comments, or engineering comes up with ideas and they throw it out to the software development people. So it's kind of a fun high-tech area.
Speaking of schizophrenic, I look at SCADA as something that's been around forever. But on the other hand, there's so much technology that's associated with it that it's kind of reborn all the time. Give us a 21st century overview of what is SCADA.
Well, I look at the mirror and feel somewhat schizophrenic myself and feel as if I've been around rather a number of times. But essentially, SCADA was and still is supervisory control and data acquisition. And I guess in years gone by, it was somebody in a horse who would drive around from lift station to lift station or pump station to pump station, viewing if there were flooding or how much water there was in the well. And that was gradually replaced by radios, and people would have their own licensed technologies, their own licensed radios. What's happened in the last number of years is we've seen, as you suggest, a tremendous growth in technology. We now have the internet providing real-time data over DSL connections. We have more and more cellular, either cellular telephones or cellular high-speed Ethernet connections, or in some cases satellites. So information which before was really far away is now at my fingertips. And it's really kind of scary that somebody who'd be using our software could be walking around on the show floor in Dallas. They could have an iPad or an Android. They could bring up their plant back home and they can start opening and closing valves without leaving the show floor, or in fact without even interrupting their conversation with the exhibitors.
Talk more about some of the applications of SCADA in the water and wastewater industry.
Well, typically it starts at the plant level. We have water coming out of a stream and it goes through a facility for putting in their various chemicals, chlorine purification, and that would be SCADA at the plant level. The water is then sent out via pressure to lift stations, pumping stations. And at the lift station and pumping station, it's sent into your own home where you use it. When the water is finished, it goes out as wastewater, and that goes downhill into pits where it's collected, pumped up, and goes to the next pit, all without benefit of pressure. It's all gravity-fed, and that's why it's called a lift station. And ultimately, it goes into the wastewater treatment plant, where it's processed and then pumped back into the environment. So SCADA gets involved in all those areas. And more growing area of concern is stormwater. That typically the stormwater was allowed to run off into the rivers, into the streams, and nobody thought very much about it. Now they're recognizing that there are very significant quantities of nutrients in stormwater. There's a lot of heavy metal involved in stormwater, perhaps oil and gas in stormwater. And so now they're looking more and more at taking that product and treating it as well before it's sent back into the environment. And some of the nutrients, for example, in places like Florida are beginning to cause a tremendous algae growth in the lakes and the streams, and in fact choking off the wildlife because too many nutrients. So stormwater is also an area of concern, and it's certainly something we see more and more on the SCADA side.
Talk a little bit about SCADA's applications in different industries beyond water, wastewater.
It's really scary. As I said, in the water and the wastewater, lift stations and pumping stations, oil and gas industry, people are wanting to see real-time what oil is produced, what oil as it goes through the pipelines or gas going through the transmission lines. Ultimately, that's turned into electricity at the power plants. And as we distribute electricity, we want to be able to watch the little electrons running down the various copper wires or other methods of transportation and lighting your houses. We see SCADA in areas, for example, monitoring broadcast systems. It could be monitoring oil and gas platforms in the middle of the ocean, or it could be used in a manufacturing establishment to watch the process as we're making crankshafts, as we're making polyethylene bags, as we're treating milk products, or one of my personal favorites is in breweries, where we are managing the batches, and I happen to be in charge of quality assurance.
Is that, if you ever need a hand, just let us know.
Thank
We're
you so
happy
much.
Happy to volunteer.
Well, it's something I can only do from 9 until midnight 4 days a week, so that's okay. It's my nighttime job. And we even see SCADA, though, coming into new areas that previously wouldn't have been thought of in the conventional sense, called hosted solutions. And hosted solutions is where somebody says, I want the information. I don't want to be responsible for knowing anything about the radios or the television or the satellites or any other method of getting the information back. It comes back to me, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay you for that data. So somebody sets up a server, they set up the communications, they bring the information back, they put it onto a website, and I, with no technology background whatsoever, go to a URL, and I can see if what the temperature is in my roof of my house. I could see how many cigarettes there are in a cigarette machine, or I could see how much liquid oxygen or liquid nitrogen there is at a cryogenic gas tank. So more and more of this data is being available. Data is being brought back. It's being used somewhere, and somebody's in turn using that information. And that's where I see it going. More and more, everything that you do, it's just like driving around in a car with a GPS. I know real time where people are. I can know how much gas you have in your tank. I can know what the efficiency of your car is. Something like OnStar, which is kind of a SCADA application.
Not just about SCADA, but what other trends do you see in the industry come in the next 3 to 5 years?
I would think blue. I'm sorry.
You just couldn't help yourself,
he
could you?
Well, I was going to say puce, but I felt that would be inappropriate, so that's okay.
Oh, that was inappropriate.
Well, it's quite fun at the ETFIS level because, as I said, we have on staff a lot of programmers and we have a lot of engineers. And if I go back 20 years ago when some of the hardware was being manufactured and we'd bring a piece of hardware into the office and that piece of hardware was $20,000 or $30,000, it would be a standalone unit that would control things. We were all kind of in awe of that. And the same piece of hardware I could buy now for about $150. And so guys are saying, well, you know, I have solar panels on my roof. I'd really be able to like to control my solar panel system, so I'm going to put in this little piece of hardware so that I can dial it up from the office and I can change the way the solar panels are looking to pick up a higher level of efficiency. I never would have seen that 20 years ago. The price of those kinds of items and the method of getting the information has changed so radically that it's now immediately available at a very, very low cost.
Pat, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about the good works at Trihedral?
We can always look at us at www.trihedral.com, T-R-I-H-E-D-R-A-L.com. We are available at 1-800-GO-FASTER. Unfortunately, Go Faster only works in English. Tried it in Spanish and French, but it was non-productive. I'm at extension 228, and we're always delighted to hear from people. Any interesting ideas about new SCADA applications, any problems on hardware, bounce it off us. We'll hopefully come up with an innovative solution. Thank you, Todd and Todd.
Outstanding. Patrick Cook, Director of Marketing for Trihedral. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Patrick Cook, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll be right back after a short break. Tune back in at 1:45 p.m. Central.